This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six. 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdan for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bogdan's up one. Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkin's up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Wallace.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions. this is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at the Anna Gym. I've never called it the Anna Fieldhouse, Chuck, but that's kind of what it seems like. Double deck on the far side, a dozen rows on the near side. We're in a band room above the near side, one floor of bleachers, and it is like a miniature field house. I really love the environment here.
Yeah, I think you have to have seats on the end to be a field house.
Okay. I'll look that up in Webster's.
I just made that up, but it sounded good.
Nice crowd filtering in. Great JV game in progress. Midway through the fourth quarter, 27-27 tie between Anna and Jackson Center. And, of course, that's our varsity tilt tonight, the Anna Rockets, Jackson Center Tigers. Jackson Center coming in 2-3 on the year, having won two straight, 1-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets so far in the campaign have played pretty well, beating Houston in a game we covered recently here on Scores Broadcast. Ran into a buzzsaw at Indian Lake, did Anna on Saturday night. Led for 2.5 3-quarters, didn't get the balance scoring. Trey Heitkamp at 19. Anna stubbed its toe in the fourth quarter, lost to Indian Lake by 12, 61-49. That's a club that plays Jackson Center here in the real near future on a Saturday. Indian Lake, Division III, must be pretty daggone good. And that's a worthy opponent to have on the Anna and Jackson Center schedule.
Well, it's a nice team to play because you go ahead and play up, play the bigger schools a little bit, and it just makes you better when in your league, and it makes you better at tournament time.
Anna 3-1 overall, having won 3 in a row over New Knoxville, Fairlawn, Houston, before the setback to Indian Lake. Anna getting off to a late start because of the deep run in football all the way to the regional championship contest. And now Anna must play catch-up. The schedule really gets tough. We're covering the game Friday between Anna and Rushi at the Raiders gym. The very next night, Anna travels to Marion Local. How about that for a double weekend, Chuck? Rushi, Marion Local, back-to-back Friday, Saturday nights.
And both on the road?
Both away from home. And then on Friday, December 29th, another rescheduled game, as is this one this evening. Anna plays Fort Loramie at the Redskins gym on the 29th before hosting Minster on Saturday, December 30th. So Anna's playing catch-up, and the opponents are rugged.
Yeah, they started out, and let's face it, it was a little light, the teams they played early. They're running into the meat right now, and they're going to get better, but they need to find, like you said, more scoring. They can't have just a 19-pointer out of Heitkamp and nobody else scoring. They got too many players.
Meanwhile, Jackson Center, for the fourth year in the last six, had to open with Rushi, then caught Botkins, did manage to win on the road at Fort Loramie in a game that was tight till about 2 minutes ago to go. Then this evening, it's Anna before Jackson Center gets the bottom of the league in Fairlawn and Houston. So tough sledding early on for Jackson Center. Anna returning a lot of athleticism from a year ago. More scoring coming back for Anna than Jackson Center, which graduated 5 seniors last season and 45 points. Rebuilding here at the outset of the campaign for Jackson Center, no question, not quite so much for Anna. Nonetheless, both teams will progress quickly, improve, and I don't think I'd want to play either one, either Anna or Jackson Center, coached by Nate Barhorst and Aaron Kloffenstein, come tournament time.
No, both these teams are going to get better. They're young. I mean, Jackson's got a few seniors out there, but their talent is young, and they're just going to get better and better as the season goes on. They're going to be a tough out when it comes to tournament time, that's for sure.
Important game tonight for Anna if it wants to stay in the SCAL race. And a lot of people may say when they hear that, well, Jack, you're stretching things a little bit. Rushi's the class of the league. Well, you got to play them one game at a time. Will Rushi stumble once in the SCAL? Who knows? Anna gets a shot at Rushi next Friday night. Anna needs to home court or hold home court. Jackson's dropped two already at the Habitat of the Cat, albeit to Rushi and Botkins. The Jackson Center would like to steal a victory away from home here this evening to begin to get even in the standings.
They need to. I mean, yeah, they had a tough start, and they played well in both of those games. They got a lot to be happy about of what they're seeing out there, but this is a game that they need to win if they want to have any shot at staying at the top.
Yep, need to put four quarters together, that's for sure. Did so in the win at Fort Loramie, 46-37. Pumped in 14 points in the first quarter to Jackson Center, 11 in the second, 10 in the third, 11 in the fourth. Not the case in losses to Rushi, Coldwater, and Botkins. A real bad eight-minute stretch overlapping the third and fourth against Rushi. Horrible third quarter against Coldwater, 2 points. And a miserable start against Botkins, trailing 12-2 at the outset of that game. And if Coach Klopfenstein had a message to his team in the last week or so, it was, hey, how about consistent basketball or more consistent basketball for 32 full minutes?
Well, they're still trying to find the combinations that are working out there for them. They got 7-8 person rotation. They're getting some kids that don't have any varsity experience, like Klopfenstein. That kid is just going to get better and better. I think that they had a tough start, absolutely had a tough start, but this is a good basketball team, and they're well coached. I know Scott Elkert's gone, but Aaron learned an awful lot from him, and he's doing a good job.
Oh, yeah, he played for Scott. He has been at Jackson Center in several coaching capacities on the basketball side, so he knows the Scott Elkert system. Scott accumulated 23 seasons and two stints at Jackson Center, and he has handed down so much of his knowledge to Aaron Klopfenstein, head coach at Jackson Center.
Well, Jackson Center really needs to give a shout-out to the Dieblers, because they came to Upper Sandusky, and they were going to allow those two kids to play. And that's when Scott came back to Jackson Center, and it worked out for both schools.
Yeah, Scott was up at that school, Upper Sandusky, between the two lengthy stints at Jackson Center. Nate Barhorst, head coach at Anna. 13th season, I believe I'm correct. I think last year was number 12. Outstanding program. There was a stretch of time over a six-year period, 2016 to 21, when Anna won 20 games a year. The talent goes in cycles, and Nate told me just several days ago, hey, this is what I love about the job. Every now and then, you've got to work extra, extra, extra hard and retool your club a little bit.
Well, you got to instill confidence in the kids. The kids have to have confidence in you and your system, and he's been successful. That's how you get the kids to buy in, is by winning, and that's what he's done.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure for both Ann and Jackson Center. It's greater balance in scoring. How about three in double digits, not two or just one? Key building components for these two teams tonight. Remember, the finest in building components come from Francis Schulze and Rushi. They can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Trey Heitkamp, 19 points in the last game for the Anna Rockets. And meanwhile, Reed Platfoot pumped in 21 in the victory over Fort Loramie. He has scored very well since the opener, when he was held to 7 against the Rushi Raiders. Update on the JV game. A minute 17 to go in the fourth quarter. 34-31 in favor of the home team, the Jackson Center, or I should say the Anna Rockets, who are up 3. And we should be on the air with the tip for the varsity contest in about 16-17 minutes, barring an overtime in our JV contest here tonight. We'll return with more from here at Anna. Anna Rockets, Jackson Center Tigers, big Shelby County Athletic League boys contest tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Slide into the holidays with sliders from Frisch's. Get two classic sliders piled high with fresh, never-frozen beef patties, Frisch's famous tartar sauce, oh, the tartar sauce, grilled onions, American cheese, and pickles with fries and a drink for only $8.99. The perfect fuel to power you through your holiday shopping. Or feed your whole crew with the Sliders Family Pack. Get six sliders and your choice of four sides for only $19.99. Make it a happy holiday with sliders from Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Anna. Hello again, everybody. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. I said the bad word several minutes ago. Overtime, it's happened. Jackson Center 34, Anna 34. Anna failed on two free throws with just over 3 seconds left in the fourth. Missed them both. Game was tied at that moment. And we enter the 3-minute JV OT. Anna 34, Jackson Center 34. Anna just missed a close-in shot. Jackson Center ball as the Tigers have possession in the opening half minute of the overtime period. Preliminary contest all even at 34 apiece. Question for you, Chuck. How does the foul situation work in overtime? I know on the fifth one during a period, you shoot two, no more one and one. We're in the overtime. The scoreboard still reads.
The overtime is an extension of the fourth quarter.
Aha.
So everything that happens in the overtime goes along with the fourth quarter.
So a foul was just called on Anna, and maybe that was Anna's fourth.
Right.
Jackson Center's got five, so each team will shoot two free throws over the last 2 minutes plus here in the OT. We're still stuck at 34-34. Anna just missed a long three-pointer. I'd like to let you know that scoresbroadcast.com is still free. We are very free of charge, no cost to the listener. There's been some confusion, apparently. Some Google ads have attempted to fraudulently get involved and ask listeners, some listeners, a few listeners, to get out their credit cards and make payment to listen online to scoresbroadcast.com. We've been free of charge for 18 years. We'll continue to be free. Christian Netcast looked into the matter and has taken steps to remove such Google ads that might appear when attempts are made to access our site for play-by-play. Christian Netcast in Virginia is our hoster and server. In fact, the Christian Netcast tech support staff, very aware of the problem, and it continues to execute quality control measures on its end to banish such undesirable pop-ups and banners, some of which may request money. It's no different than you getting a bogus invoice via your email and being asked to pay for something you never even considered to buy. So,
right, well, that's a shame that there's people out there that try to prey on other people, but it's the human way, and it's been this way from the beginning. Just got to try to avoid it as much as you can.
Throughout 2023, the year that we were just completing, we covered in excess of 100 games, including the baseball season this past spring and the Rushi Raiders run to the state Final Four up at Akron. Close to 3,000 listeners, by the way, joined us for each game presentation through the year 2023. An average of close to 3,000 per contest, and more than 3.2 million users have participated on the site since its inception on Friday night, December 1st in 2006, when Rushi played Jackson Center in a boys basketball game. Chuck, it seems impossible that that much time has lapsed.
Yeah, I know. I look back, and it's amazing that all the time has lapsed.
Right, all the time that's lapsed. Beginning in January, we start our 19th year. 19th,
yeah, wow.
19th calendar year. ScoresBroadcast.com has always been supported by West Central Ohio business and industry, and will forever be available free of charge. The Locale Equipment in Jackson Center was a Scores founding partner and is the major anchor partner today, 18 years later. We'll return with our Locale Equipment student-athlete spotlight segment in just a few minutes. It is basketball tonight. Boys action from Anna. Jackson Center Tigers are in town. It's an important Shelby County Athletic League contest. Junior Varsity Tilt is in overtime. It is Jackson Center 36, Anna 34, with 1 minute to go in the fourth, and Anna is shooting two free throws. Back in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome back here to Anna High School. 37-36 our score in the JV contest. Under a minute left, and Jackson Center is ahead by one. Tigers are shooting two free throws. Chance to go up three, forcing Anna to maybe take a three in the final less than a half minute here in the fourth quarter. Varsity tilt is upcoming, and 16.7 exactly left in this junior varsity contest, and barring a second overtime, we'll probably tip the varsity contest in about 15 minutes or so. Chuck, your impressions from Saturday coverage you and Bryant provided. Fort Loramie Minster girls 50-47, Redskins 1-3. A lot closer than some people thought. Night game, Rushi pulled away. Beat Minster, held the Wildcats, the boys of Rushi did, held the Wildcats to two in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, the first game in the afternoon, I'm never surprised whichever team is the favorite that the other team plays them that closely. Minster played well. They came out trapped in a half-court trap. Actually, they had 7-point lead, I think, in the third quarter. It might have been nine, but I know they were up at least seven. And Loramie came back and scored some points at the end, and that's how they ended up winning. But they had a shot at a three at the buzzer. If they could have caught the ball and got it off, they could have sent that one into overtime. The night game, Minster hung with them. I mean, you just felt all evening that Rushi was the better team, but they hung with them for three quarters, and then in that fourth quarter it was 20-2, and it was lights out. And Rushi, they have such tight dunk all across the lane that they blocked probably five or six shots early in the game, and that kind of set a tone for the Minster kids looking before they shot the ball when they got it underneath.
So shots were altered, modified, some deflected, many blocked. Rushi will do that to you. A lot of length, long arms, and young men with fine spring, good hops in their legs.
Yeah, they jump, they shoot. Quinter had a rebound dunk I mean, the kid's 6'1", I think, and he went up and just went in there and dunked over top of the big kids inside. It was impressive.
So the Fort Laramie girls won by 3. Minstrad a final possession.
Yes.
To perhaps get a 3-point shot off to tie the game.
Right. They had a shot at it. They just, the pass was not on line, and that was, they never got the 3-point shot.
Tonight, we're asking for your support by donating.
We are several minutes away from our Anna Jackson Center start here on ScoresBroadcast.com. SCAL boys action here on ScoresBroadcast.com. This evening we'll return finally with our locale equipment student athlete spotlight segment in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our Pumpkin Spice Caramel Cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's Pumpkin Spice Cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? In Troy, Tipp City, and Sydney.
And welcome back here to Anna High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 15 minutes away from the start of tonight's boys game between the homestanding Rockets and the visiting Tigers. Nate Barhorse, 12-year head coach at Anna, has been on the microphone at midcourt the last several minutes with an announcement for the fans here at the Anna Gym. the Anna crowd and Jackson Center crowd alike. And as Nate noted, we all look forward to tonight's game. And then he added, we are asking for your support by donating to an Anna family in need. Saj Feroz, the father of junior Anna basketball player Jacob Feroz, has been diagnosed with stage 4 inoperable gastric cancer. It has metastasized to the liver and pancreas. Currently, Saj is doing chemotherapy while simultaneously utilizing immunotherapy. The treatments are very expensive. The Rocket family needs to help the Feroz family. Scoreboard clock several minutes ago, Chuck, was set at a minute, and the funds were raised throughout the gym.
Yeah, that was cool, and I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep. Scoreboard clock was set at 60 seconds, and Anna cheerleaders collected throughout the Anna High School gymnasium for the Feroz family and Saj Feroz, the father of junior basketball player Jacob Feroz at Anna. Saj Feroz has been diagnosed with inoperable gastric cancer. And that's what communities like these excel in doing.
Absolutely.
They are all about togetherness and supporting each other. Major example of that here tonight at the Anna Gym. Jackson Center Tigers enter the floor. Anna Rockets do as well. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here tonight. Brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. As usual, LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores 18 years ago. LaCal is a Scores founding partner. We're online here today because of support from LaCal, which moved in 1983 to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' basketball games, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. Tonight for Anna, it's senior Lily Howell, daughter of Joel and Julie, 3.9 GPA, active in the Connection Point Church in Sydney. She has studied at the Upper Valley Career Center in the field of cosmetology, and she'll wrap up the program in March. And she has a freshman brother named Dawson at Anna, does Lily Howell, and a cheerleader, a senior, daughter of Joel and Julie. For Jackson Center, we put the spotlight on sophomore cheerleader Gentry Bargy. She is the daughter of Carrie and Tim, not the Tim Bargy who has been the longtime coach, another Tim Bargy. Carrie and Tim Bargy, the parents of Gentry Bargy, 3.6 GPA at Jackson Center. Right fielder of the softball team, takes part in academia. FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Organization, like to go to Ohio State or UC and study physical therapy. She has a fifth grade sister named Georgia. So Lily Howell, senior at Anna, cheerleader. Gentry Bargy, sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center. Under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Anna Pep Band strikes up in the background. Bleachers filling in. First meeting of the year between Anna and Jackson Center. And we've got coverage for you on scoresbroadcast.com. This is a rescheduled game. These two clubs were to have played at the very beginning of the month. And, of course, as a result of Anna's deep run in the football playoffs, the Rockets postponed the start of the hoop season. A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main and Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience per person, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to support them. This is the only Shelby County Athletic League game tonight that pits two Shelby County foes. Fort Loramie boys, by the way, are on the road at St. Henry. New Bremen is playing the Botkins girls. Riverside is playing the Fairlawn girls in action tonight. On Thursday, girls' games include Anna at Rushi, Botkins at Houston, Fairlawn at Fort Loramie, and Jackson Center at Minster. That's a game we plan to cover on Thursday night. We've got a number of very fine Jackson Center and Minster sponsors. Well, that was a one-point game last year. Minster beat Jackson Center in overtime in girls basketball at Jackson Center. They collide this Thursday at Minster. We've got the coverage at 6:45 on Friday night. Anna boys at Rushi, again airtime about 6:45 p.m. on Friday night, and then we are off for 5 days, including Christmas Day, until the following week, and then we've got action for you on New Year's, pre-New Year's Eve weekend. We've got games for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Big game tonight. Anna likes to hold home court, if possible. Jackson Center, having been beaten twice already at home by Rushi and Botkins, wants to steal one on the road. We'll return in a few minutes. Jack and Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to
to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too, online at RISI, RUESE, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Starting with the Tigers.
Several minutes away from the opening tip. In fact, five exactly. Anna Jackson Center here tonight at the Anna Gym. Anna Rockets here this evening will probably go with Evan Myers, Mason Carey, Trey Heitkamp, Brady Winning, and Alec Chappie. Jackson Center will change up its opening five a little bit. Lucas Hartle, Lucas Heitkamp, Xavier Lowe gets a starting nod, along with Reed Blackfoot and Trevor Huber. Starting lineups will be introduced on the floor in just a few minutes. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney, has a big blowout sale going on now. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Goffney Furniture, West Michigan in Sydney. Say your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman has premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution, from lighting to conduit. Dickman has got a wide range of products in stock, ready to ship at a great price. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. Chuck, thoughts about this game? I think pace will be mighty important. Anna may try to play at a little faster rate than Jackson Center. Don't know. We'll see how that plays out. Both teams will run if they get an opportunity to transition and take it 70 feet to the basket.
Well, yeah, both teams like to get it out. I mean, if you got a team that plays good half-court defense, you beat them down the floor, you beat the defense. Jackson, you know, they got some good perimeter shooters. They need to get Flatfoot started. I think early, sometimes it's been the second half when we've seen them before they really start going to him and he starts to try to make some plays inside. They need to go inside out instead of outside in. On the Anna side, I was impressed. I mean, Jacob Feroz hit 5 of 6 threes the other night against Houston. He was just on fire. Evan Myers, he had a nice game. And also, Edelman, Kyle Edelman. So, I mean, you expect, and Brady winning, let's throw him out there too. You expect a carry, and you expect Heitkamp to score for you. But when those kids get you get points, that's just gravy.
I expect man-to-man from both teams. It will be interesting for me to see who guards Reed Platfoot, 6'6 junior. Could it be Brady Winning, 6'4 10th grader for the Anna Rockets? Only time will tell. But Anna's got good overall size throughout the roster. As we remarked the other night when we covered the Anna-Houston game, only one young man for Anna on the varsity roster is under 6 feet tall.
And he's the one that let him in scoring.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. We'll return with the starting lineups and the opening tip when we come back. It's Anna hosting Jackson Center. Boys, Shelby County Athletic League action tonight right here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. We will highlight big plays throughout this game with a Wisebridge mention. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Starting lineups have been introduced for the Jackson Center Tigers. Lucas Hurdle, 5'10 senior, is joined by Lucas Heitkamp, a 6'1 junior. Xavier Lowe in the opening five, a 5'11 senior. He teams up with frontliners Reed Platfoot, a 6'6 junior, and Trevor Huber, a 6'1 senior. Opening five for the Anna Rockets, Evan Meyer, 6'2 junior to wing. He's joined by Mason Perry, a 6'1 senior. Trey Heitkamp, a 6'2 senior at forward. Brady Winning, a 6'4" sophomore in the middle. Alec Chappie at a forward spot, a 6'3" junior. Alex, of course, the quarterback on the basketball team. Very important game for both teams here tonight. Jackson Center Tigers 2-3 on the year. Anna Rockets 3-1. Jackson Center has dropped two in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna has beaten both Fairlawn and Houston in league play. The schedule's really toughened up for both teams through the rest of the holiday period and into the first of the year. Anna Rockets in home white, green numbers, green trim. Jackson Center Tigers wearing that dark gray, orange numerals, black piping. Everybody on the floor but one young man wearing white tennies. And that one who is not is jumping center for Anna. That's Trey Heitkamp. And the ball is bounced to Mason Carey. And the Rockets have possession to start. JV game, a thriller in overtime. Jackson Center boys won it. Here's a drive down the lane by Evan Myers. A looper is good. Fine start for the home team, 2-0. Jackson Center, dribble drive down the lane, powering to the rim, Lucas Hurdle. He comes right back, blisters his way down the middle of the floor, and he banks it in on the dead run, and we're tied at 2. A couple of splendid drives to the basket to knock the count. A field goal apiece. Anna with the ball high right. It is handled there on the play by Mason Carey. Swings it back near side to Evan Myers. Now Carey. Carey picked up by Lucas Hurdle 25 feet away. He hadn't taken a dribble. Now he does. Into the lane. Double spin move. And he connects. A leaner from 10. Ooh, what a move by Carey.
He's an athlete.
4-2. Anna in front by a bucket. Three shots, three field goals, Chuck.
Yeah, that's a nice start.
Yep, excellent percentage here at the outset. Here is Jackson Center with the ball deep in the left corner. It's Xavier Lowe. He lost it. It rolled down his arm, picked up on the play by Anna, and charging down the floor, Mason Carey out of control into a Tiger. It's offensive.
He thought he saw an opening, but he dropped his shoulder. That's going to be an offensive foul every time.
Yep. Tell you what, we saw some fine officiating in the JV game. It was superb.
Yeah, they did a nice job, and I thought both groups, on Saturday, both groups did a great job. I was impressed.
We played 90 seconds here in the first quarter. 4-2 in favor of Anna. Jackson Center with the ball between the rings. It's Lucas Heitkamp back to the basket, foul stripe. Gives it Blackfoot 25 feet away. On the bounce, there goes Blackfoot right into the paint area, banked it in.
They need him active offensively early.
I love the way he handles the ball for 6'6". 4-4 tie, 2 minutes played.
Nice.
Here's
pass.
Anna, great assist. Oh, what a dish. Thrown on the arc. Nicely done. 20 feet away by Feroz, and he hit the man on the interior. Was that Myers?
Yep, Evan Myers.
Myers on the finish. 5:40 left to go, first quarter, 6-4 Anna. Blackfoot's got it baseline left. Spinning, shooting. Oh, it grazed the corner of the backboard into the hands of the Rockets, who zip down the floor. It's Myers on the go. Crossover dribble through the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Jackson Center, 2-on-1. Blackfoot thought about it, then hit the trailer. Ball fumbled in the baseline by Heitkamp. Thrown to the center line, and it's rolling into the backcourt. Had the Tigers touched it, it would have been over and back. It went out of bounds to Anna. which leads 6-4, 5:19 to go in the first.
That was a smart move. By letting the ball go out of bounds, they have to bring it in at a tough angle instead of bringing it at a midcourt.
And now you got 5-on-5, and who knows, Jackson might have been at a disadvantage had they let the ball roll, and Anna somehow traced it down. Anna in the half court now with the ball, top of the circle. It is Jacob Feroz, the 5'10 junior, to Myers. Straight away Feroz, who dropped it, got it back. Fed it to Mason Carey. Carey 25 feet away. Ball rotated around the head of the key. Feroz deals to Carey straight on. He's picked up on the play, but Lucas Hurdle. Almost shooting was Heitkamp. Didn't let it go, though. Now Feroz, 4:40 to go first quarter. 6-4 in favor of Anna. Chappie comes out to catch. Gives it to Feroz, left wing. Straight away to Myers. Oh, deflected, stolen. Run down on the play by the Tigers, who enter the forecourt with it. Here's Lucas Hurdle, shot fake. Enters the lane. Bounce pass behind into Blackfoot. Blackfoot staggers through the middle of the floor. 6 feet from the hoop. Offensive foul.
He picked up the offensive foul, but the pass led him into trouble.
Yep, sure did. Good observation, Chuck. 6-4. Anna leads by two. Had a hot pace in scoring in the first minute. It slowed down since. We near the four-minute mark, opening stanza. Evan Meyer, 6'2 junior, crosses over the center line to Feroz. Here's a long one, 23-footer, flipped the rim and came out. Jackson Center snags the rebound. Midcourt Blackfoot. Foul line Blackfoot. Fadeaway from 16. Yes, that was pure. Whew. Nice shot. Swish by Blackfoot of Jackson Center to tie this game up at 6. Here's Anna deep in the left corner. Mason Carey. Turnaround fadeaway. A long deuce is in. Oh, what a shot by Carey.
Another tough shot.
8-6. Anna by a bucket. 3:38 to go first quarter. Here at the center line is Jackson Center turning his back on the Anna defender is Heitkamp. And the Rockets steal. Flip it down the floor to Brady Winning. A little teardrop in front is good. 10-6. Anna before. Anna made things happen quickly after the steal at midcourt. Here is Lucas Hurdle veering to the right baseline for Jackson Center. A runner is dead center. Wow, a 12-footer on the go while motoring to the baseline.
Well, we've seen some offense in the first just 5 minutes of the first quarter.
10-8, Anna up two. Feroz on the arc for the Rockets. Flips near side to Myers. In the right corner to Mason Carey, the jump shooter, a three ball. Swish! He's got it. Torrid shooting here in the opening period.
That's 7 for Mason here in the first quarter.
Anna 13, Jackson Center 8. In contrast, the other night against Houston, Anna started cool.
Yeah, they did. And Carey didn't really score much until the second half.
Xavier Lowe pops a three from the left wing for Jackson Center. It's in and out. No good. Long rebound to Anna, which is up 5. 2:25 to go in the first period. Trey Heitkamp, top of the circle, weaves it out back to Feroz. Right corner Carey around the screen. Now on the arc to Heitkamp. Right back to Carey. Carey being checked on the play by Trevor Huber. Here's a turnaround fadeaway by Heitkamp. Foul line extended right. My goodness, he hits it.
That's a great post move right there.
Anna can't miss. Rockets up 7. Timeout Tigers. 2:03 left. Opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker Walker can help you with your insurance needs. Code 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Jackson Center in the half court after the timeout feeds a cutter, Lucas Hurdle, who goes diving through the lane. His wrist is grabbed. It's a common foul. Two in Anna, one in Jackson Center. Tigers throw in, baseline right, goes to Platfoot. Turn around, high arching, 14-footer, in, out, oh, it won't stay down. There's a lid on it there. That shot by Platfoot was dead center. Anna snared the board. Rockets up 7, a minute 25 to go, first quarter, 15-8 Anna. 25 feet out is Chappie. Chappie hands to Heitkamp. Heitkamp misses one badly from long range. Here's Jackson Center down the floor. Tigers with the advantage of the baseline. But Jackson Center muffed it. It went out of bounds off of Lucas Heitkamp. Turnover. Jackson had the numbers, did not convert. 15-8 Anna, 109 to go here in the first quarter. Anna Rockets substituting freely. Mason Carey walks it to the timeline. 60 ticks on the clock late in the first. Veering left is Carey. Straight away, Chappie. Whoops, down inside. A push-off committed on the play by the Tigers' Lucas Heitkamp. Common foul. Throwing in. Baseline left of the backboard is Anna, which leads 15-8. 56 seconds to go in the first period. Playmaker for Anna looking, doesn't throw it in, and we've got a foul out on the floor. Anna jockeying for position commits it.
Alex Chappie, he threw it. He got a forearm up to push him off as he started to break. Official looking right at it.
A little bit of an Alex Chappie football move. Long three, but Jackson Center pumped up there by Heitkamp. No, off the back iron. Long rebound in the corner. It's Heitkamp for Anna. He steers his way down the floor, and he's hooked at the timeline by Jackson Center.
Very silly foul on Platfoot. That's his second.
Ooh, that one hurts.
Just reached in and picked up a silly foul. You got to be smarter than that.
That was a big mistake. Two fouls on the 6'6". Reed Platfoot for Jackson Center. He's got to sit, maybe for a while. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. 15-8, Anna. 7-point cushion, the biggest the Rockets have had. Chappie sets a high screen on the play for Mason Carey. Ball left behind him on the arc for Trey Heitkamp. Ball dealt to Evan Myers. Myers is picked up 25 feet away by Cooper Hartles in. Sloppy pass into the lane by Anna, and Jackson Center's got the possession. 17 seconds to go, first quarter. Tigers need a hoop right here. Timeline, it's Lucas Hartle. Down to 10, 9, 8. Hartle gave it up, got it back. We're at 6, 5. Hartle fakes right, goes left. Spin move, fadeaway, foul line. Around and out to the right. Rebound in the right corner by the Tigers. Fadeaway is flipped in on the play by Klopfenstein, but it was a full second after the buzzer. First quarter closes 15-8, Anna over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bodkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at secur.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
A superb first quarter turned in by Anna, which netted 15 points, 8 by Mason Carey. Mason Carey with 2 twos and a three. His long three ball was the Wisebridge play of that first quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Opening half minute, second quarter of this game. Score remains Anna 15, Jackson Center 8. Tigers have the ball straight away in the person of Lucas Hartle. Hartle gave it up, got it back. He's at the foul line. Flips it near side to Cooper Hartle. He fakes left, goes right, gives it up on the play to Lucas Hartle to Lucas Heitkamp, the 6'1 junior. Top of the circle, Trevor Huber back to the basket in the lane. Almost shuffled. Gave it up to Cooper Hartle. Jump shot, foul line extended left. It's good.
Good possession, and you're right. He did travel. Took two steps backwards before he threw the pass.
Well done by Cooper Hartle after the Trevor Huber walk violation that was not detected. Jackson Center will take it. 5-point game, 15-10 Rockets. Opening a minute 50 of quarter number two. Here is Alex Chappie with the ball for Anna. Loops it far left wing to Evan Myers. Myers tries to find a cutter, can't do it. Bounce pass to Trey Heitkamp. Now back to Mason Carey. Wow, long one. 27-footer is in. Mason Carey lights it up. He's got 10. What a start to the night for Carey.
Boy, you talk about range. That was his second three. He's got 10 for the night.
Wow, and his 2-3 balls have totaled over 50 feet.
They've been deep.
Without question. Early on, second quarter, 18-10, Anna over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Biggest deficit of the night facing Jackson Center, 8 points, 18-10. Here's a drive from the left flank. It is Kloffenstein who slides toward the rim. The 6'3 soft couldn't get it to go. It hung on the rim and came off. And then attacking the other way quickly, Anna. What a scooper! Mason Carey shoveled it toward the rim from down around his shins. And he banked it through.
He looked like he was behind the backboard when he shot that thing up there.
Wow, that was NBA style right there. What a play by Mason Carey, who's got a dozen of Anna's 20. 20-10, Rockets. Open jump shooter straight away for Jackson Center. Doesn't let it fly. Baseline left, it's Lucas Heitkamp. He's trapped beneath the rim, tries to force up a shot. He is walloped on the arm, and he'll get two.
He has not scored yet. He has to make sure he still tries to get his shots in the rhythm of the game and not force it. That was a force. He got bailed out.
20-10 in favor of Anna. 22-11 in favor of Anna. Free throw dropped in the Lucas Heitkamp.
Second foul on Froes, too.
So Froes has two for Anna. Blackfoot two for Jackson Center. Second free throw, Lucas Heitkamp. Front rim, backboard, good. 20-12. Anna's lead is 8. Rockets forecourt right. Here's Lucas Heitkamp. Throws near side to Chappie. Chappie looks for a cutter. Can't find one. High right. It goes on the play to Myers. Myers with the ball for the Rockets. Behind the arc to the red-hot Mason Carey. Outside the lane to the left, it's Heitkamp. Back to the basket, doesn't shoot. Zips a pass to Myers. Anna playing ball control here. 4:30 left to go, second quarter. High right, it is 6'3", Alex Chappie. Now Heitkamp on the arc, on the bounce. Jackson Center playing man. Near side, Evan Myers. Straightaway Mason Carey. Chappie catches it 30 feet away. Huber on him for Jackson Center. We're near the four-minute mark, halfway through quarter number two. 20-12, Anna. Shot fake Chappie. Here's Mason Carey. Heitkamp. Baseline right, Brady Winning. Oh, that's the play they wanted. There's a slasher down the lane. They fed Myers, who got the basket at the rim. Was that Winning on the toss?
Yeah, Winning on the assist.
Fine pass by Winning for Anna. Excellent looking sophomore. He dealt it to Myers, who finished. 10-point game again. Here's Jackson Center. Tigers work it around. They settle for a long 26-footer. Lucas Hartle, way short. Thought the Tigers had an 8 or 10-footer. Didn't take it. 10-point lead, Anna. 3:28 to go, second quarter. Here's Carey. Chappie around the top of the circle. Brady Winning. Winning looks for a cutter coming through. Carey not available. Jackson Center stopped him. Here's Heitkamp, 25 feet out. Throwing into the post, back to the basket, Winning, fade away, banked it, rimmed it, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center, taken away by Carey, and he's wrapped up and fouled.
Wow.
And a possession, baseline left, first foul of the quarter in 5 minutes. 3:05 to go till halftime. Well, once we got to the varsity tilt, Chuck, it's gone pretty briskly.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's being well called. They're both teams are playing good defense, keeping their hands off. I'm enjoying this.
JV game won by Jackson Center in OT.
Hey, Anna won it, though.
I'm sorry. Did I say earlier in the game that mistakenly that Jackson won it?
Anna won the freshman and the JV game.
I'm
freshman
sorry.
Game by a bunch, and the JV game was a heck of a game.
Junior varsity tilt won by Anna. I stand corrected. I think I said earlier Jackson Center won it. It went OT. Anna victorious in the preliminary tilt. Anna throwing in below the rim, and the Rockets muff it, and it goes out of bounds to Jackson Center, which walks it up and over the timeline. 2:46 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center having difficulty penetrating this pretty tight man-to-man thrown up by Anna so far.
They have put Reed Flatfoot back in the game now for offense.
Here's a dribble drive by Lucas Heitkamp into the lane. Baseline left, Lucas Hartle. Turnaround 12-foot fadeaway short. Strong rebound defensively by Evan Myers of Anna. Outlet to Mason Carey. Twisting, turning into the lane. Another shovel shot. Almost went in again. Great rebound in the lane by Winning. Throws to the jump shooter from 18, and it's good. Winning on the shot. The pass was actually made to him by Kyle Adelman in off the bench. Winning on the finish. And the lead for Anna, double digits, 12, biggest of this game. Push off against Anna, head of the key. That was pretty long range for the 6'4 sophomore Brady Winning, but it was a good looking jump shot. Floated in with pretty high arch.
Yeah.
Anna's playing so unselfishly in this game. The assist making very good.
I thought against Houston, even though they were running them out, they were still sharing the ball very well. I was impressed.
Jackson Center needs to make shots. They're not getting many good ones. They've settled for long ones. They passed up a few below the foul stripe. Anna forcing Jackson Center to work the ball for lengthy times. Here's a bad pass by Jackson Center. Stolen by Anna. Myers down the floor. And he zings in from the left wing. Banks it home.
Wow.
Good shot by Myers. He absorbed contact and scored as well. 14-point difference. Anna in the lead. Final 90 seconds. Second quarter of this game. Flatfoot foul line into the lane for Jackson Center. Passes foul line extended left to Carter Kloffenstein, 6'3 sophomore. On top to Lucas Heitkamp, fakes right, goes left. Deep left corner, it is Blackfoot, lets it go. Bingo, he's got it, a triple by Reed Blackfoot. 26-15, lead is 11 for Anna. A minute to go, second quarter. Rockets have the ball, it is Zach Osborne on the floor. 6-foot junior, outstanding running back for the Rockets football team. Helped lead Anna to the regional championship game. Outside the arc on the right, it's handled by Osborne. Straight away to Myers.
Sorry, he's wearing a mask that he wasn't wearing when we were here Friday night.
Right. 36 ticks to go until the half closes. It was 26-12, three-pointer, but Platfoot made it 26-15. Anna looking to play for one. Jackson Center not playing harassing defense at the moment, and Anna is content to dribble away clock, carry at midcourt to Evan Myers. Myers 40 feet away. He's at the Rockets logo, center line. We're down to 8-7. Anna's got to get going. Myers fakes right, goes left. Herky jerky move in the lane. Fall away, 14-footer short. Rebound Jackson Center. A long heave from 65 feet. Off the backboard, no good. Second quarter finishes. Anna's biggest margin was 14. It's 11 at the break. Anna 26, Jackson Center 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Halftime at Anna, 26-15. Rockets own the Jackson Center Tigers so far. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry. And by J&J Brodigam in Sydney. J&J Brodigam is your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Chuck?
Well, it's 9-7 rebounding advantage for the Rockets. Each team has one offensive rebound. Not a lot of rebounds because, quite honestly, both teams shot the ball well from the floor. Five turnovers for the Tigers, four for the Rockets. Anna did not go to the free throw line in the first half. Jackson went twice, made them both. Individual scoring, Reed Flatfoot leads Jackson with seven. They got four from Lucas Hartle and two each from Heitkamp and Cooper Hartle. They scored 8 and 7, 15 for the half, not going to get it done. And on the other hand was led by Mason Carey with 12, Evan Myers with 8, Grady Winning with 4, and Trey Heitkamp with 2. They scored 15 and 11, lead it 26-15 at the half.
Chuck, we remarked in the pregame tonight, Jackson Center in three losses had a real poor quarter in each of those three games. Obviously, Goldwater was the third, a two-point quarter. Grushy was the final 4 minutes of the third, start of the fourth. Botkins, it was the opening period. Fell behind 12-2 to Jackson Center. Here tonight, 7 and 8 in the opening 2 8-minute sessions. Not good enough.
No, yeah, 15 points at halftime is not going to win very many games for you. They did a good job defensively, I thought. You know, Anna scored 26, and Mason Carey with his 12. Two of them were almost at the volleyball line for his threes, and then he had a scoop shot that I hope somebody's got on tape because I'd like to see it again up close. So, and then Myers has had a great half. They got 20 points out of those two young men. They got a 5-point lead by themselves.
Yep, good point. Mason Carey, Evan Myers for Anna in a zone in the first two quarters. 26-15, Anna up over Jackson Center. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Welcome back to Anna. I'm Jack along with Chuck. We're a half minute away from the beginning of our third quarter of tonight's Shelby County Athletic League boys clash between Anna and Jackson Center. Rockets lead 26-15. Biggest lead was 26-12. Very late in that second quarter before Reed Flatfoot connected on a three-point bomb from the left corner for the Tigers to make it an 11-point game starting our third quarter. I'd like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com that we've got action for you on Thursday night for Minster. Jackson Center girls take on the Minster Wildcats Friday night. Anna, the same Rockets, play at Rushi. That will be interesting to see how much of a test Anna gives the Rushi Raiders on Friday evening at the Rushi Gym. Anna Rockets with possession starting the third quarter of this game, ahead by 11. Anna with the ball deep in the left corner. It's Chappie. Alex Chappie, 6'3 junior, straight away to Jacob Farrows, 5'10 junior. Now behind the arc to Trey Heitkamp. Anna very patient. Baseline left, Myers. Rockets continually send cutters through the lane. Rockets look for the opening to make the pass. Very disciplined at the moment. Played 40 seconds here in the third quarter. 26-15 Anna. Straight away, Jacob Froze. Far right wing, Mason Carey. Here's Chappie, top of the key for Anna. He unloads a long bomb. A 27-footer hit the back rim, went way up in the air. Came down to a Tiger who gathered the rebound. That shot by Chappie was as long as many post patterns he throws down the field in football.
Yeah, but that was his first shot. He had not taken a shot in the first half. Probably not what Anna wanted under that possession.
Right. Here's a screen straight away for Lucas Heitkamp. He's got a good look behind the arc. Shot's a little off right. No good. Rebounded by Anna. Quickly up the floor to Farrows. Farrows to Myers. Baseline right. Running 15-footer. Bullseye. He's got it. And the lead is 13. Myers and Carey facing Anna to a 28-15 spread. 6:23 to go here in the third quarter. Pass by Jackson Center into the corner. It is punched out of bounds by Mason Carey of Anna. Boy, Tigers need a run. Oh, there's a good lead pass on the play to Flatfoot from out of bounds, side court. Flatfoot catches low in the right, wheels to the rim, and banks it down. 28-17, Anna by 11. Myers on the arc for the Rockets. Straightaway Mason Carey, left corner Chappie. Flatfoot on him. Chappie to Myers. Ball thrown around the top of the circle, back into Chappie in the post. Spins, ducks under against Flatfoot, missed it hard off the back frame. Rebound Flatfoot, who spears the board. Flatfoot, very tough to score against in the lane area.
He's a good defender. I'll tell you, he handles the ball pretty well for 6'6 also.
Yes. pass, right corner, Tigers, intended for Lucas Heitkamp, spoiled, out of bounds by Anna. Jackson Center throwing in, long lob from the corner, inside to Platfoot. He spears it and then lays it in off the window. Outstanding assist.
Well, that's two sideline inbounds plays in a row that they've scored off of.
And that's the Tigers' MO right now. Work the ball to Platfoot as close to the basket as possible. And the lead for Anna is 9. Bumping foul on the arc as Mason Carey is jostled a little bit. 28-19. Anna's lead is 9. It's been as much as 14. Evan Meyer straight away for the green and white. Anna in the home white green numerals. Jackson Center wearing the gray from top to bottom. Orange numbers. Black piping. Perot's top of the circle. Near left side, it goes to Myers. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Gave it to Carey. Carey picked up by Huber 25 feet away. Good switch for the Tigers. Now Schappe between the rings. Long lob pass. Ill-advised. Down inside for Heitkamp. Ball hit the rim. Tigers collect it. Jackson Center now can trim it down to 6 or 7. It's low on the floor. 25 feet away on the right. Ball looped to Huber in the left corner behind the arc. Clangs it off the rim. Weak side rebound low. On the arc it goes to Lucas Hartle, who steps inside the arc and drills a long two. Timeout called. Nice run by the Tigers, who are within 7. 4:26 to go, third quarter. On scores.broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at Geyers. Inc.com.
Here we go. 4:26 remaining, third quarter. Good opening to the second half for Jackson Center, which once trailed 26-12 in this game, Chuck.
Yeah, they've gone to Platfoot. They've done a job defensively. Good timeout by Coach Barhorse there for Anna.
9-2 streak here for the visiting team. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Anna up 7 with the ball. Cutter is Carey. Ball dished to him. He goes down the right side of the lane. Raked away by Jackson Center, which swipes it. Here comes Platfoot down the floor to Lowe in the right corner. Now Platfoot to the foul line. Long fall away, 18-footer, a 2. Swish! He's got it. What a shot by Reed Platfoot. Huber goes down. Huber fell below the basket for Jackson Center on a wet spot. He pops right back up. I tell you what, the array of shots being poured in by Reed Platfoot. What a performance.
Well, I mean, a lot of times I would have been sitting there thinking, boy, you're fading away on that one. For Reed, that's just his shot.
He is feeling comfortable now. Reed Platfoot, 6'6 junior. He's got the entire rest of this season plus next year. He's already very good. He is going to be very, very, well, how many varies do you want to add?
He's probably at least in the 5 vary range.
Turnaround Jay in the lane by Wenning of Anna is off the rim, backboard. Jackson Center clears it. Chance to cut it down to 3 or 2. Tigers Huber, deep left corner. Let's see what Anna does differently with Platfoot. He was in the lane momentarily. Now he comes out on the arc. That is what makes him so difficult to track. He'll play all over the floor. He can shoot it from anywhere. Here's a hard drive, but Jackson Center, it is Xavier Lowe, a little out of control. The Anna player tried to slide over and get in front. The official said Evan Myers did,
yep.
And it's called a charge.
Yep. That's a good call.
3:08 to go in the third quarter, 28-23 in favor of Anna by 5. Anna led 26-12. An 11-2 string of points here favoring Jackson Center. Uh-oh, here's Farrows dribbling inside the arc. Slapped away by Jackson Center. Hustling down the floor, Lucas Hartle goes all the way. One against none and lays it through. Three-point game. Here's Anna quickly barging into the paint area. Derek Madden, 6'3 senior, shouldered. Common foul. Number 3 on Jackson Center in the quarter. Anna's picked up none. 28-25 game. Anna in front for 3. Jackson Center has clawed right back into this one. Ball inbounded, baseline left. Thrown outside the lane area to Winning. Fallaway shot curled around, came off. Jackson Center with the board. Quickly, Platfoot into the post area. Oh, what a strong move by Lucas Heitkamp. He poured in the banker. Platfoot on the give up. What a finish. Lucas Heitkamp, Jackson Center. Timeout, Anna. 1-point game. 2:27 to go in the third. 28-27, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Anna needs a hoop. Rockets need a basket in the worst way. Once leading 26-12, it's now 28-27. Anna's lead is 1. Here's good ball rotation by Anna. The ball delivered low to the right. Peeling off a screen was Farrows, caught it down low, shot fake up and in, and a foul on the Tigers.
Boy, that was a really nice post play by Farrows that time. Drew the foul and did a nice job of laying the ball in.
5'10 junior Jacob Farrows was in the thicket down low. He got the job done. The two-pointer and the free throw is right on the money. 31-27, 4-point edge for Anna after Jackson Center had cut it down to 28-27 with 2:20 left in the third. Tigers attacking. Here's Huber. Gives it up left corner to a teammate. Ball bounced top of the circle, almost got away. Platfoot traces it down. Ball tossed left side of the floor to Preston Sir, who's checked in. Is that Sir? No, it's low. 20. Here's an awkward fallaway outside the lane to the right. The Jackson Center's Lucas Hurdle, no good. Anna attacks quickly. Here's a teardrop, a floater in front by Myers. Short. Rebound Jackson Center. Tigers go hustling down the floor. Lucas Hartle, reverse layup, no good. Anna leaking out the other way. Myers catches and scores at the other end.
That was a big 2-point or 4-point switch right there.
Oh, we had a scattered floor at each end twice, both ways. Finally, Anna capitalizes to go up 6, 33-27, 1:08 left in the third. Nice pick and roll, Jackson Center. Then it's thrown on the arc to Huber. Huber, left-hand dribble, pounding his way into the lane. Flipped the ball up in the air, lost it, thought he drew a foul. No dice. Ball out of bounds to Anna. Good defense.
The only way, the only whistle would have been on that one is it would have been an offensive foul or a travel.
Right.
So he got a break, and it's just Anna's ball.
57 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And it is a 6-point lead for Anna, 5 straight by the Rockets after the Tigers had trimmed a one-time 14-point deficit all the way down to 1. 48 ticks on the clock late in the third. Top of the circle is Brady Winning. Left side pass, Mason Carey, Shappy, right wing for Rose. Hits the cutter, Carey down the lane, twisting, reverse layup, overshot it. Weak side rebound, Hartle for Jackson Center. Long throw down the floor to Platfoot. Pitches across the key to Lowe. Now the three-point shooter doesn't take it. It's Heitkamp. Lucas gives it up on the play to Huber with 20 ticks on the clock late in the third. Head coach Aaron Kloffenstein says, let's play for one. 13, 12, 11, 10. Jackson Center starts its offense. Here's Lucas Heitkamp, head of the key. Oh, he's boxed in. Goes to Platfoot. Fade away from 21. Short. Might have been deflected. Third quarter finishes. Anna saw its 14-point lead get shaved to one. Rockets come back. Score five in a row to close the third. Anna 33, Jackson Center 27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
We start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. 33-27, Anna over Jackson Center. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Here's Huber, top of the circle for Jackson Center. Tries to throw a post pass down on the block, left side of the basket. It is touched by Anna and rolls out of bounds. Tigers below the rim enter it straight away. Jackson Center with possession. Handled out high by Trevor Huber. Huber to Lucas Hartle to Lucas Heitkamp. Top of the circle, foul line, in the paint area. He probed the middle and was fouled while shooting. And he gets two. 7:32 left to go here in the game. It is Anna in the lead by 6, 33-27. Say, we've been doing business now for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookings. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Yep, Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Your family stylist for everyone in the house is Cutaway Styling Salon. Yep, 40 years of styling at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Jackson Center hits two at the free throw line. And Anna's lead is sliced down to four, 33-29. Scattered floor at Anna's offensive end. It's deflected once, twice. It's on the deck. And Anna fouls down on the hardwood with Trey Heitkamp, the undercut of Jackson Center player. Tigers possession down four. Anybody's game. Still 7-12 to go in the fourth.
That was quite an effort going after that ball on the floor. There was kids from both teams diving at it. That's what I like to see.
Far side of the floor, Huber inbounding for Jackson Center. Token pressure in backcourt. He gives it up to Lucas Heitkamp. Who's going to execute better and shoot the ball better down the stretch? Two fouls and Anna, none on Jackson Center. Four-point lead Rockets. 1 minute gone here in the fourth. Here is Reed Platfoot. Handing off on the play to Lucas Hartle. He penetrated the lane, flipped it to Huber. After he gave the ball up, he ran over an Anna defender.
Well, you got to be aware. I mean, that was a nice job by Anna stepping in, taking the charge.
33-29, Anna up four, 6:58 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rockets to midcourt. It's Feroz. Pass challenged on the play by Huber. Anna does complete the pass and runs its offense. Holding away from the ball, which was near midcourt, Carose was cutting below the basket along the baseline, and he was body checked. Two fouls each way. Fourth quarter, 6:48 to go. Better job the Jackson Center on Mason Carey.
Carey has not scored here in the second half.
After a phenomenal first two quarters of play, Jackson Center's put the emphasis on him defensively. Long lob pass to Myers at midcourt for Anna. High left to Lucas Heitkamp. By mistake, Mason Carey. Got Heitkamps on both teams.
Yeah.
Spin move, foul line. Mason Carey doesn't shoot. Goes to Wenning, baseline left. Thought twice about shooting with Blackfoot on his shoulders. 6:26 to go, fourth quarter. Anna deliberate now. Myers high left. Evan Myers looking, gives it up on the play to Farrows, 25 feet away to Trey Heitkamp. Out of Myers. Farrows left side, they clear out for him, can't drive. Ball thrown out high to Wenning, deflected, almost stolen the flat foot. Wenning gets it back. Here's Farrows, top of the circle, foul line. Ipsy Doo down the lane. It's good! Oh, magnificent play by Jacob Farrows of Anna. Splendid maneuver. Sort of a backhanded flip.
He went right underneath 6'6 Reed Flatfoot at 5'10 and banked it in.
That's our Wisebridge play of the quarter. The lead is 6 until Jackson Center slices it to 3. On a long bomb, a 28-footer by Lucas Hartle. All net. Hartle's long 3. The great move by Farrows. Our Wisebridge plays here of this period. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Hey, don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware has great savings for you through the holidays. Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 15% off on everything, every single thing in the store. Century Powers tools are on display now at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Take advantage of saw blades and drill bits and more by Century. Century Power tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. And don't forget, save also on big, beautiful, white and gray shaker cabinets. One half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Everything 15% off. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. 5:18 to go, fourth quarter. Three-point lead, Anna. Farrows straight away, 26-footer. Banged off the back iron. Long rebound, Jackson Center behind by 3. Ahead to Blackfoot, streaking to the rim. He's at the iron, scoring. Foul, Anna. Chance for a three-point play and a tie. 35-34. Tigers down 1. The long three-pointer for the Rockets resulted in a long rebound for Jackson Center and a bust out the other way. Still 5:07 to go. Flatfoot's foul shot to deadlock the game. He does. 35-35.
9 points for Anna here in the second half.
9 points in over 11 minutes. Jackson Center defensively has put the hex on them. They've clamped down. Head coach Aaron Kloffenstein's team has done it. Anna was red hot first two quarters, especially Mason Carey. He has been checked nicely. Anna not scoring at near the pace it did the first two periods. And we've got a tied up contest, knotted 35 all, 4:33 to go here in the fourth. Anna running its offense, a lot of motion, foul away from the ball against Jackson Center. Team foul situation. three on Anna, three on Jackson Center, according to the scoreboard. And I tell you what, that fifth foul, that two-shot foul situation may come into play down the stretch of this game. 35-35 tie. Anna works the ball freely, top of the circle for Rose. Right side it goes to Trey Heitkamp. Back near side to Shappy. Shot fake into the lane. Behind him to Myers. 4:13 to go. Cutting through the paint area goes Mason Carey, being hounded tightly, squeezed by a Tiger. Foul call.
I like the call. He impeded him to where he wanted to go with contact. That's a foul.
There you go. Four team fouls on Jackson Center in the fourth period. Next one for Anna results in a two-shot situation. Baseline left. Anna throwing in. Game tied. 4:13 to go, fourth quarter. Evan Myers handles deep left corner. Picked up on the play by the scrappy Xavier Lowe. Out high, it's fed to Trey Heitkamp. Now to Winning, left side of the floor. It goes on the play to Heitkamp. They clear out for him. He can't drive. Jackson Center sloughs off and cuts him off. Now to Farrows, outside the arc on the left. We're down to 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. Game tied at 35. Anna trying to hold home court in advance of its meeting with Rushi on Friday. Jackson Center, having lost twice in the SCAL at home, tries to steal one away from home this evening. Tigers have not led. It's tied up at 35. Foul line extends to the left. Awkward possession. Ball fumbled. Taken by Carey. Carey to a teammate. Anna flips it, or I should say Jack. Anna flipped it to the rim. The shot missed. There was a melee for the loose ball. Anna picked it up, and as a result of the scrum and the ensuing possession, it was Mason Carey who threw one from his knees toward the basket, baseline left, and he drew the two-shot foul. No chance to make the field goal, but he's awarded two.
It would have been two anyway.
That was a scramble possession. You're right. That was a foul that has taken Jackson Center over the limit. The free throw short by Mason Carey. That's big. We're all the way down to 3:11 to go in the game. 35-35 tie. Point production for Anna, second half, as Chuck noted a moment ago, 9. That's how good Jackson Center's defense has been. Great adjustments by Coach Kloffenstein of the Tigers at the halftime break. Carey scores on the free throw shot, 1 of 2. Anna in the lead by 1. 3 minutes to go in this game. Jackson Center with a two-pointer can take the lead. Here's Platfoot. Goes back door to a teammate. Now right back to Platfoot. Long, high archer from 27 feet short. Anna's got the ball. Myers to the timeline. 2:51 to go in the fourth. 36-35 Anna. Platfoot perhaps took the shot a little too hastily. Last trip down. Bumping foul. Huber shoulders Myers to the hardwood in the half court. Anna gets a pair of shots. Now, in an ordinary situation, if this were the seventh, and I think that is the seventh team foul on Jackson Center in this quarter, it would be 1-1, but it's a two-shotter all the way out.
Well, it would have been 1-1 because you had the fouls in the third and the fourth quarter combined.
Free throw is rolling in by Myers. He's got it. And, of course, a lot of pressure on the first of the 1-1 situation. But Myers made it. Was going to get the second anyway. As a result of the rule change, his second free throw goes in like the first one. Front rim, backboard, soft touch, feather-like, right down through. 38-35, Anna by three. 2:31 left to go, fourth quarter. Lucas Hurdle gives it up to Platfoot, popping out to catch on the arc to Lucas Heitkamp. Here's Platfoot back to the basket, mid-range, powers to the rim, ducks under, holds his ground, doesn't move the pivot foot, on the arc to Huber. Straight away, Lucas Heitkamp. 2:08 to go in the game. Anna in the lead for three. Here's Xavier Lowe. Right back to Heitkamp. It is Lucas Harville who takes the fadeaway three, and it's good. It's good. Wow. Lucas Harville, long ranger, and that tied it up at 38.
Boy, that kid is a shooter.
1:51 to go in the fourth quarter. JV game was overtime, went to Anna. Who knows? We might have OT in the nightcap. Here's Farrows with the basketball for Anna, out of winning. Team fouls. Jackson Center over the limit. Anna's committed three. Head coach Nate Barhorst gets a timeout for the Rockets. 95 seconds to go. 38-38 tie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
It is Anna basketball. Excuse me, 1:35 to go, fourth quarter, tied up at 38, Anna possession. No more 1-1, so every Jackson Center foul from here to the finish is a two-shot situation for the Rockets, who've committed just three fouls here in the fourth. Rockets work the ball patiently, top of the circle. It is Evan Myers down in the right corner to Heitkamp. Back to Myers. Anna works the clock, game tied at 38. 63 seconds to go in the fourth. Here is Huber coming out to guard Myers. Ball thrown to Wenning in the post. Almost a foul in Jackson Center over the back. Ball was pried loose. Wenning regathered, threw it out of the arc to Myers. He resets, goes to carry between the rings. 48 ticks to go, fourth quarter. Rockets cutting players through the lane periodically. Heitkamp, 35 feet away on the left. 35 seconds to go, fourth quarter. 38-38 tie. Myers guarded by Huber. Straight away it goes on the play to carry. He's picked up by Xavier Lowe. Now Heitkamp. Trey Heitkamp picked up by Lucas Heitkamp of Jackson Center. Under 20 now, 19, 18, Anna 38, Jackson Center 38. Clock winding down. Nate Barhorst of Anna gets a timeout. 13.8 to go in the fourth. We're even up at 38. A thriller here at Anna tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
It is 38-38, Anna Jackson Center. 13.8 to go, fourth quarter. Anna basketball. Jackson Center doesn't dare foul. Anna will shoot two. Tigers over the limit with in excess of five fouls. Anna with the ball at midcourt. Handling it is Carey. Carry 25 feet away. Looks to the driver for Rose. He darts down the right side of the lane and sinks it. What a play by Feroz. The clock worked all the way down below a second. Jacob Feroz with a brilliant hard driving layup down the right side of the paint. He shoveled it up and in so neatly. It looked like Jacob has made that shot game after game, time after time, to perfection. What a finish by Jacob Feroz to give Anna the two-point lead, 40-38. I thought they would put a little time back on the clock, and they do.
Yeah, and you know that Coach Barhorst has confidence in him because out of that timeout, that's what they ran that play for him. They ran to the side. He caught it on the side by himself, cleared out, got to the rim. Heck of a play.
Terrific maneuver by Jacob Feroz. And Anna found him. Feroz cut sharply. The pass was right on the button. And the shot was even better.
Yep. So now Jackson's going to bring it in. They're allowed to run the baseline after a made basket. We'll see what they try to do. I don't think you got time to throw the ball to midcourt and call another timeout. I think you got to run something towards the basket and hope somebody gets a decent shot at it.
If you're Anna, do you dare use your fourth foul somewhere in backcourt or midcourt?
I don't think that's a bad move. If they catch you in the backcourt, you might as well foul them.
Right.
Just make sure that you don't do something silly like he's throwing it towards the rim. Or you're fouling too aggressively.
Anna is in the lead now, 40-38. Jackson Center has never led. I don't believe the Tigers have ever been out front in this game. Did get it tied at 38. Tied it once before at a juncture, several points prior. 2 seconds on the clock, 2.0. Jackson Center's going to take it the full length. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players in backcourt. Huber may try to baseball this one to midcourt to Blackfoot. No, he goes in backcourt on the play to the running long three-point shooter who makes it! Lucas Hartle hits a 50-footer! It counts! He got it off with no, it's ruled no good. The officials have left the floor. The officials have left the floor. It's discounted.
No, it counted.
I'm sorry.
41-40.
I'm sorry. That gave Jackson Center the win.
41-40, yes, sir.
It gave Jackson Center the win. I was thinking the cushion was 3. Anna was up only 2.
Yep. Boy, they ran the play, got him to midcourt, best shooter on the floor tonight, and that was no doubter, boy. What a great play and a great shot.
My fault for falling asleep an instant. I had in the back of my mind Jackson Center needed a 3 to tie. The shot by Feroz to put Anna up was a 2-pointer, obviously, and the game was 40-38, Anna. What a bomb heaved in on the dead run. That was Lucas Hartle, right, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
And it swished. It didn't touch the rim.
Did not come close to touching the rim.
And it was every bit as high as it was long. Almost scraped the rafters here at the Anna Gym. And it was, what, left side of midcourt? Did he let go in backcourt?
No, I'll tell you what, when he released it, it was probably right at midcourt. And he had 17 points, 13 in the second half.
My fault for confusing our listeners there at the finish. Anna led by 2. The shot by Lucas Hartle won the game for the Jackson Center Tigers, who trailed in this contest for 31 minutes and 59.99 seconds.
Yeah, well, they were still behind when the clock went to 0.
Oh, boy. Jackson Center needed it. Tigers steal one on the road after dropping home games to Rushi and Botkins at the start of the campaign. What a photo finish. A magnificent game here at the Anna Gym tonight. Jack Kramer for an instant blew it. Jackson Center Tigers didn't blow it. I tell you what, head coach Kloffenstein knew what he was doing, giving the ball up to Lucas Hartle on the dead run. Don't know that Reed Blackfoot might have been the first target down the floor with a baseball pass to the head of the key, but he wasn't available, and it was thrown short of the center line to Lucas Hartle. And galloping up the floor, he let it fly, bombs away, in it went.
Well, they put Blackfoot on one side, and they put Huber on the other side, and, or I'm sorry, Heitkamp on the other side. pulled them out of the way, pulled the defense out. It was going to be Hartle by himself there at midcourt. Tana, you think foul, you know, but how many of those are going to make? So I just don't know. That's a tough call.
I mentioned, would you foul? You've got one to give. You've only committed four. That shot by Hartle. It harkens me back to a few seasons ago when Zane Paul made one at Fort Loramie. It was from beyond the center line as well to win for the Botkin Trojans on that night.
And I think that, honestly, that is what propelled Botkins to the powerhouse that they've become in the last few years.
Yep,
that was a huge win for them.
Yep, they won a lot of close games, great combination of offense and defense. The Trojans were magnificent and are getting recognition this year with a lot of firepower. It's a good club, Botkins is, outside and in. Jackson Center with a huge win tonight vaults its record to 3-3, 2-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. And the Anna Rockets had entered tonight with a mark of 2-1 on the campaign. Or, I'm sorry, Anna was 3-1. I may have said 2-1 earlier. Let me get it right, Chuck. Anna's overall record, the one setback to Indian Lake for the Anna Rockets.
Yeah, that made them 3-1.
And this loss tonight makes them 3-2.
Yes, sir.
Yep, 3-2 for Anna by way of record. Anna suffers its first loss in the Shelby County Athletic League at Jackson Center. Two setbacks so far. Tigers have played the tougher league schedule to date. Anna goes on the road at Rushi on Friday. We'll return to close it out here at the Anna Gym. Thriller won by the Tigers 41-40 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back to the Anna Gym. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. What a game. 1-point triumph at Jackson Center. A photo finish. Tigers never led until the final tenth of a second. And getting that shot away in the nick of time was Lucas Hartle. And it traveled, what, Chuck, every bit of 50, 55 feet?
Oh, he was at midcourt when he released it. He started his motion before he was at half court.
So where he let the ball go off his fingertips, I'd have to see videotape, but I think it was certainly before the center line. He was in backcourt when he shot it.
Yep.
And he had a full head of steam up. Anna chose not to foul. Three or four running steps by Hartle. It was a pass targeted to him just beautifully. He caught it in the dead run, angled up the floor toward the sideline in midcourt, and hoisted the thing just a split instant before the buzzer went off. Shots in the air. Shots in the air. The buzzer sounding.
Yeah. It definitely was good. He shot it before the clock went off. And as we were talking, it's the same thing with the Michigan and Ohio State years ago in the Big Ten tournament. And Evan Turner got the same type of shot. What you do is you put somebody on the baseline to make sure he doesn't have a real easy throw, but you also have somebody come up and make him catch the ball and put it on the floor one time. That takes you 2 seconds.
Exactly.
And hindsight is perfect.
Yeah, it was executed extremely well.
Give
Jackson
them the credit.
Give the Tigers all the credit in the world. At crunch time, in the last tenth of a second, the Tigers pull it out of the fire with a terrific play.
Yeah. That's a tough loss for the Rockets, but they got to regroup, and they got to go to maybe their toughest competition on Friday night.
Right. Let's take a look at the scoring, Chuck.
Well, 16-14 rebounding advantage for Anna. 4 for 5 from the free throw line for the Rockets. Jackson made all 5 of theirs. Individual scoring for Jackson, they were led by Lucas Hartle with 17 and 16 for Reed Flatfoot. That's quite the combination. 33 out of those two young men. They are both the Clancy's players of the game. And on the other side, Evan Myers, I thought he had a great game. He had 14. Carey shut down in the second half. He had 12 at the half, 13 for the game. But those are my two Clancy's players of the game for Anna. Evan Myers and Mason Carey. On the other side, Lucas Hartle and Reed Flatfoot.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Again, by way of recap, a long three-pointer in excess of 50 feet by Lucas Hartle of the Jackson Center Tigers enabled the visiting team to pull it out tonight over Anna by a final tally of 41-40. That game-winning shot, the bomb from beyond midcourt by Hartle, was his third three of the fourth quarter. He had a 17-point game. Reed Flatfoot had a 16-point outing. That offense in the second half combined with very good Jackson Center defense over the final two quarters, Chuck, holding Anna to a mere 14 in the third and fourth combined.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson scored 15 in the first half. They scored 26 in the second half. They can live with 26 points a half, but, boy, defensively they were outstanding.
And once again, by way of record, Jackson Center takes its third in a row, having beaten Fort Loramie and Waynesfield Goshen. The win tonight here at Anna is the Tigers' third straight. Jackson Center now 3-3. Interesting weekend upcoming for Jackson Center, which does not play a league game on Friday night. Cincinnati College Prep Academy comes to town to Jackson Center on Friday evening. And then the Tigers have a tough game on the road at Indian Lake on Saturday night, December the 23rd. Meanwhile, Anna is now 3-2 overall, having beaten to Knoxville, Fairlawn, and Houston. Anna's lost a couple in a row to Indian Lake this past Saturday and tonight to Jackson Center. What a weekend coming up for Anna at Rushi on Friday, at Marion Local on Saturday. Then another makeup game on Friday night, December 29th, a game we'll probably cover. Anna at Fort Loramie on Friday night, December 29th. These two teams play once again on Friday, January 19th at Jackson Center. Don't forget tomorrow, or I should say on Thursday, we've got coverage for you from Minster, Jackson Center Girls, Minster Wildcats, airtime at 6:45 on Friday night. The Anna boys play at Rushi once again, 6:45 p.m. airtime on Friday night. And then we're off for several days for the Christmas holiday. Merry Christmas to all of you from scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to our online listeners who put up with me there for an instant at the end of the game. I confused you. I saw the officials heading quickly to the exit, thinking maybe they discounted the shot. No, they didn't. Tiger fans were celebrating. Shot was clearly good. The deficit for Jackson Center was 2, and the three-pointer won the game. Jackson Center never led until the final 10th of a second. That's how they drew it up.
It's the only time you need to lead.
That's right. That's right. For our online listeners, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna. Final tally once again, Jackson Center in a thriller, a photo finish. Tigers 41, Anna 40.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast. Podcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.